Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job. Go on.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. And you know what? I know it. I knew it. I messed up.
What happened?
The camera fell, and I don't see you. We got to figure that out.
I'm having a bad hair day.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you got me?
Yeah, we lost another camera in here, but we'll figure it out. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm fired up about tonight. We got a debut. Shout out Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
That was bad.
Rafael Devers. Tonight, the Giants, they play the Guardians. Let me tell you what's going on today. At 2:30, we'll have the press conference live with Rafael Devers. 2:30, that'll be on the Willard and Dib show. And the trade is now 2 days in the making, Goo. And now's when we're starting to get a lot of reaction. A lot of people in Boston, around the league. Talking about this trade and the ups and the downs of it, the positives, the negatives. How are you feeling a day after the trade, essentially, or 2 days after the trade?
Okay, so we're not in Beantown, and I understand the Luka and the Boston fans being upset. I get that because this is odd, but the bottom line, Steiny, I told you when I came in, you and Evan, I think this is the best trade in Bay Area history because what you're getting for 8 years – is something you did not have. And I love Chapman. I love Ramos. And Webb is the guy, but I always just have a thing about a pitcher, you know, pitching once every 5 days, not being that, I got to be careful here, that Jeff Kent or Barry Bonds-esque type of guy that the fans could see every night. So, Steiny, I'm super duper excited for that part of now the Giants and Bay Area fans have a bopper, a heavyweight to look forward to with the bat in the middle of that lineup. And then you tell me if I'm crazy, you know I'm a nerd. I'm looking forward to the presser at 2:30 to, you know, just to see what he has to say. Like, that's how excited I am.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, and we're going to get into a lot of sound today. Willard and Dibs had Zach Manassian on yesterday, the general manager of the San Francisco Giants. And here's the one thing that's apparent at this point.
Okay.
And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if it matters at all. It probably doesn't, but it's pretty clear they haven't even talked to Devers yet. Like they haven't even.
What's that look like though, Stoney? What do you got to talk about?
Well, you're going to have to talk about a position. You're going to have to talk about how he feels about where he wants to hit, if he wants to DH, if he has any aspirations of playing the field. Would he want to play third while Chapman's hurt? I don't know. I don't know what this guy is made of. I don't know what makes him tick. The perception seems to be that he felt disrespected in Boston. And that's why he wasn't keen on playing first base. Maybe the situation will change here in San Francisco and he'll be open to it. But it's clear, and I said this yesterday, this was a move where Buster Posey clearly said, we can acquire a player who is so good that we'll figure out how to use him and where to use him, and that's Bob Melvin's job. But just know this, he's going to be playing every day as long as he's healthy. We'll just figure out where to play him.
Yeah, and I love that. But also, too, I was being a little baseball selfish yesterday, you know, saying I want to see him in the field, but the bottom line is they got him 98% for what he does with the bat and what he'll hopefully do for this offense. So with that there, Stoney, I'm with you. And I'll say this, it just has so many similarities to the Jimmy Butler deal in regard to, you know, it got toxic in Miami, and I felt like Jimmy, from a personal standpoint, was get me anywhere, you get the best version of me. So I guess I could see Devers not wanting to hold down third, knowing I'm kind of just holding it down until Chappie gets back. So it is what it is, but as long as they got him in the lineup, you know, they can stop this two-game losing streak. And, you know, I keep forgetting, Stoney, this is baseball dumb. There's a season still going, and the Giants are in the midst of a magical one, and hopefully this will be the move to put them over the top.
Yeah, and, you know, yesterday the Red Sox front office talked to the media, and they used this word 9 times.
Drew Brees.
The word is alignment, and they said they needed to get into alignment. In other words, Devers wasn't aligned with the goals of the team, and it feels like they just wanted to get off a guy that they felt like really didn't want to be there. Apparently he never asked for a trade, but was open to a change of scenery. So, you know, we'll find out what kind of player the Giants get, but I got to believe they're going to get a player that wants to be here more than he wanted to be in Boston.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the word. Shout out Bob, RIP, Bob Hope. But, you know, Stoney, I just threw out to you, and it's just fun thinking about all the trades, Jeff Kent, and I know Kevin Durant came to the Bay, but he was a free agent signing. But as far as a trade, are you on the same street with me or any Giant fan that thinks, you know what, this might be the best one in the Bay ever?
Well, I mean,
he lives up to who he's been, because he's had so much success in Boston. That's why I just keep thinking about, man, if I was running that team, there's no way, because things went bad and we brought in Bregman, who plays your position, I would have finessed it to where talent like that would never have left.
Well, I mean, Boston also thinks they've got some good young players that.
And one of them homered last night.
Yeah. And
Rome.
You know, maybe they're trying to make room for some younger players. Obviously, a big part of the deal was getting off the $255 million that Boston owed him. But the one thing that, and man, there's been a lot out there today, and we're gonna get into a lot of it. But I did see a little bit of pushback from some experts, because it felt like yesterday, This was a great move for the Giants. Not that I don't think it still is.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's been some criticism about the move and where it leaves the Giants. We'll get all into that on the other side. But as far as some of the greatest trades in Bay Area history, I mean, that's a good one. We can open it up to the listeners on that one. I mean, the first one that came to mind for me just was the Christian McCaffrey trade.
Oh, man.
For the 49ers. They picked him up in the middle of the season.
And how did that work out? Man.
It's worked out pretty well. The 49ers obviously ended up going to a Super Bowl with McCaffrey, and that one worked out pretty good for just a slew of draft picks. We got the Devers trade. Obviously, we got to see how that shakes out, but you would think that the Giants may have just acquired their best hitter in 15, man, 20 years.
Man, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, if he can continue to do what he's done for his career in Boston.
Yeah, and I always give, I'm going Warriors here, I always give Joe Lacob credit for blowing past all the aprons. And you could say what you want about Lacob. I don't know what you could say that would be a negative, but the bottom line, Steining, is he has always opened the wallet. And I'm just thinking about what we talked about yesterday. Buster opened the wallet, or the ownership opened the wallet for Adamas, extended Chapman, and then you go do this. So just from, you know, the chicken standpoint, Buster's, you know, at the casino, at the gambling poker table, all in.
Yeah, I'm interested to know, not only from you, Goo, but from Giants fans, you know, what are the expectations for this team right now, as opposed to what they may have been, let's say, Saturday or Sunday before the trade occurred? Because
go ahead,
the way I look at it is, you know, the Giants had been playing their best baseball of the season, and whether it was the start of the season or whether it was after their 12-4 start or whether it was during this weekend, I think a lot of Giants fans looked at this team and thought, you know what, we can be a playoff team, there's no doubt about it. And from that respect, obviously, if I'm a Giants fan, I think we can make the playoffs even more so at this point, or, you know, we've just bettered our odds of making the playoffs. But what about after that? Like, the way I look at baseball is the first thing you got to do is get in, and then we'll see what happens. So but it's a long way for me, Guru, of saying, like, my expectations haven't really changed that much.
I want to know why. Because I feel like there's pressure now, and that's the good pressure for the – like, it was a cute story. Where is it going? Do they got stay in power? But now, Steiny, I feel like Melvin, you know, he's not – come on now. But the bottom line is, hey, you got the groceries now. Let's cook. The meal should be tasting
I'm just saying the reality was this was expected to be a playoff team this season before they made any moves.
But and now, even if it's they not made with this trade, don't you think people will be upset?
I think people were going to be disappointed whether they missed the playoffs with Devers or without Devers.
Yeah.
But 888-957-9570 is the number. How have your expectations changed for this Giants season? Coming up today, we got a great show. We've got Scotty Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We've got Jim Bowden, former Cincinnati Reds executive. He's going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour. Hey, the Valkyries, they take on the Dallas Wings today at 5 o'clock, and you can hear the game on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries and tune in at 5 o'clock for all the action. And tomorrow, we're going to be giving you a chance to go see Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. They play them on Thursday. All you got to do is listen between noon and 12:30 tomorrow for your chance to see one of the greatest players in sports. That's Caitlin Clark. You can also listen to the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Or for tickets, go to Valkyries.com. That segment also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.